Hello, gentlemen. This is another episode of Boss Barrel Radio, I believe is the name of this podcast.
Yep.
This internet radio show. Woohoo! Boss Barrel Radio. The internet radio show of bossbarrel.com, bossbarrel.com, bossbarrel.com. My name's Griff. With me today, as always, is Ryan Fielder and John Stanhope.
Except for last week.
Except for last week when Ryan Fielder was not here.
Yes, R.I.P. Granddad.
Yeah, family issues, you know.
That's fair.
Right on, man. I'm sorry.
He was with us in spirit last time.
You?
No,
heartless son of a bitch.
I'm saying Ryan Bryan was here in spirit.
Yeah, R.I.P. Brittany.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We miss you. Yeah. Even though you didn't play any games, you should really come back.
Yeah.
From the land of the dead and vampires. yeah,
and
so
werewolves.
What is this episode four of not Dining Co-op, but in fact Boss Barrel Radio, our internet radio out. Show. Yeah. For the week of what are we?
August 18th,
17th, 16th.
This
all those dates exist in this 20, week.
21st, they do.
But okay, sure.
Even the 19th, mm-hmm. I believe. Mm-hmm. If my sources are correct.
These are real things.
Yeah,
where are you getting this information?
The future.
I get it emailed to me from Conan O'Brien.
Awesome.
From the future. Future Conan O'Brien.
He has
future
nothing
Conan.
Better to do than email you at this point.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Actually, Andy
He's
Richter
a big fan.
Has nothing better to
no,
do.
No, Andy Richter really doesn't have anything better to do at this point.
Mm-hmm.
In the future, Boss Barrel Radio is quite big.
That's right. And in the year 2011, Boss Barrel Radio...
Huge!
Just wants to know who is the boss.
Monumental.
That's all we want to know.
Isn't who that right? The boss?
Yeah.
Who the boss?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, so we got three guys in the room. No lights.
There's a blue light.
One light.
Ambiance.
Some computer screen light.
Yep.
Recording. This podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Couple G&Ts deep. I'm feeling good.
Oh, aha, I got it.
Yep.
Check myself, got it.
So, guys, how's life?
It's good.
Hey, John, what have you been doing?
I
like that shirt.
Do you like my Waldo shirt?
I do. It looks especially Waldo in this light.
Does it? Really? I don't know, dude.
Yeah, I was watching a lot of Shark Week recently, and, like, when they bring, like, a pink buoy really far down, it turns blue.
Ooh. Oh.
So is this one of the situations where your shirt's, like, aqua green, and we're in a blue light, and it turns red?
No, he's just really far down in the ocean.
Mm. Okay, that makes sense.
We're actually recording about 200 meters down.
200. How many leagues is 20, that?
20,000 leagues under the sea.
7 leagues.
Yeah. Two.
How many? How much is a league?
2 3/4 leagues.
How much is it?
I don't know.
Come you on, military guy.
Dude, that's I am not Navy. That was nautical.
You gotta know. How much is a hogshead?
What? I'm sorry. These are not...
Is this like state fair?
How much is it?
It's a measurement to me.
How much is a click, John?
A click? It's about a mile.
About a mile.
How fast is a knot?
A knot?
A nautical mile?
Knots are close to miles. I mean,
they're really close, yeah.
Yeah.
Are they?
Yeah. Nautical mile, really similar.
Yeah, very similar.
Yeah. Yep.
Exciting.
Yeah, like, no, totally.
Kind of like meters and yards. Yeah, it's...
I had no idea that a click meant a kilometer.
Oh, does it?
It does.
I
a click
didn't
is
that.
A kilometer.
Click. Okay. Yep. Cool.
Seven clicks. We're 3 clicks away. Jack Bauer gets on the phone and he's like, "We're getting shelled. Heavy resistance."
Oh man, Jack Bauer.
We're dug in deep here and we need support.
Give it to me now. Give me the answers.
That's right.
Or I'll torture you,
Nina.
Oh man.
Where is the bomb? Who the bomb?
Because I'm the boss.
Oh, wow.
So, guys, what's going on? How's life?
Good.
How's
things are
life? Life's good. Things
how's not playing video games life?
I wouldn't know anything about that. I've been doing a lot of that.
I've been locked in a room all day with only video games.
That sucks.
Yeah.
What's that like?
Got a headache.
You become really close friends with your TV.
Yeah.
You start thinking maybe your TV is another person.
Start feeling the warmth off the TV.
I tried to have
and
sex
it's like
with
body
it,
heat.
Like hovering.
Yeah.
Glow. blow over top of
you. Don't stick your penis in the TV.
No.
Where?
I don't even know where I would begin to. Maybe on old boob tube TVs you could do it, but...
About boob tubes. That's another... That's on AssBarrel.com.
Yeah, go to our sister site, AssBarrel.com, and see all the boob
tubes. That's right, try and buy it now. Try and buy it.
Yeah.
I own that.
Did you get it?
We got it. AssBarrel and Bass Barrel. Look for those sites coming soon.
Coming soon. Sister sites of...
As soon as my boredom is so that I will fucking go in there and fix those.
It's not going to... I think we should... We should put up an image, like.
No, it's gonna be. You guys are out fine tonight. I don't work until 1:30 tomorrow, so I'm just.
I'm thinking like a picture of an.
Don't even spoil it.
Dude. No, I'm not gonna spoil it.
Lemon party.
I will make up some amazing things for you.
I've got some ideas. I might need to co-inspire with you.
Actually, just came up with a really awesome idea, and you're just gonna have to tune into AssBarrel to see it.
Yeah.
We'll have a link on Boss
Barrel. Keep your ear to the ground, folks.
Yeah.
Listen up. This is the future.
Oh, yeah. Stuff happening here. My brain's a churning.
I think everybody's really itching to talk about the games they've been playing.
Yeah, I am too.
Yeah.
Like, really.
What you got, John? Go for it. All right. You're chomping at the bit.
There's just so much of it.
I'm going to time you. All right, go.
Damn it.
Poop. What do you play? What you play?
I'm trying to figure out which one is more... important to talk about.
Tell me about Final Fantasy 14.
Okay,
and how awesome it was to download.
It was not awesome to download. For some reason, my computer was downloading that at, you know, just abysmally slow speeds. And I thought when I looked at that timer that it was like, oh, this is going to take you 20 hours to download. And I was like, that's a lot, but I mean, whatever. It's a 22 gig game. It's big. And so, you know, a day or two go by and I'm like, this is really taking a long time. And that's when it kind of clicked to me. That's not hours. Those are days. My
20 days to download.
Yeah, my poor computer took about 2 weeks to download this shitty game. Well, it's not shitty. It's just like that made it shitty.
If you would have
if
you would have turned off the AssBarrel.
Yeah,
it might have gone a little bit quicker.
Stop putting all that porn. That would have been better.
Why is it not shitty? You played
it. It's not shitty. I did play it. I finally got around to actually playing it. Once all the updates and everything was done, I went in there and spent more time creating a character than I think I've ever spent time creating a character ever.
And this is the Final Fantasy 14 beta, to be specific.
Yeah, beta.
Does your character have giant bunny ears?
No.
Or fluffy red tails?
Is there a slider for belts?
No belt slider. Oh. No sliders, actually, either. There's a bunch of...
About earrings.
Bunch of presets.
Bunch of drop-down menus.
Okay.
Bunch of drop-down menus with, like gradient levels to them. No sliders, though.
Okay.
You just say, how big do you want your dude to be? Small, medium, large.
Belts?
Actually, I think it's, like...
Maximum,
tallest,
minimal,
tall, medium, small, smallest.
Midget.
Yeah, you can go for those. I think it's, like, a five-option thingy-jobber. But anyway, it's actually really, really cool. I need to do some further investigation because the beta allows me three characters to fiddle with, and I only messed with one so far. But so I picked like the human esque race, and every time you select anything, it gives you like this like briefing, like this like two paragraph thing on like what that selection is and what it means to select that thing. And like I've read as much of it as I could, and just like
that's a big decision in an MMORPG.
Right. I mean, you're picking your dude.
You're stuck with him.
You're going to be that person. And so I went with a human, and then you have your choice of human male, human female, and then other human male.
What?
Yeah. So there's like midland human male, and then there's highland human male, which is like basically the way the game describes it is like Midlanders are the more educated bunch and the Highlanders are like the more like we live in the caves and eat.
Can there only be one Highlander?
Palander,
according to the definition, they are rare, but they are many.
Okay.
So there are more than one Highlander human.
That's weird.
I keep saying human, but that's not the name of them. They're like Hyru or something.
Whatever.
Human.
Right.
It's with an H and an R and a Y and maybe a U.
Hyman?
Yeah, anyway.
Hyman. Yes.
Anyway.
So, Jaime, what was the game like?
The game is better than Final Fantasy XI. For anybody who played Final Fantasy XI, it's a lot of, like, select this target, and then it's, like, auto-attack for a while. And until you get, like, a bunch of more increased abilities, that is really all you do, is just, like, auto-hit a bunch of stuff, maybe do some spells if you're a mage. But it seems like it's more in-depth because you now have a stamina gauge that anytime you take an action, it drops, but then will slowly regenerate. And so now, rather than doing the auto attack thing, you constantly are telling it which attacks you want to do. Each one eats up some more stamina than the other. And eventually, like, you'll get attacks that eat up tactical points and stuff like that. So it's a lot more interactive as far as the combat goes, which I think is cool. I mean, it definitely kept me more engaged. I will say I'm basing this off my reaction because my reaction to everything was I had to take it with a little bit of salt because my poor computer is not built for high-end gaming, and it's chugging. Like, it is having a hard time with this game. This game has some pretty impressive graphics for just, like, PC game.
I mean, for an MMO.
Yeah, for an MMO PC game that, like, puts you out there in the world. So I am not going to be playing this on PC for the full edition. I will be waiting next year for PS3. But pretty impressed so far with what it is. You don't straight up pick job classes anymore. Mm-hmm. It has, like, a tree, like a
job tree.
Job tree, kind of. You will select what base you would like to start in of, like, do you want to be more weaponries? Do you want to be more of a mage-esque person? Do you want to be more of a crafting person? Like, those are your, like, there's another option in there too, and I forget which one that is.
Necromancer.
Something. But then, monk. If depending on which one you choose,
monkey.
They branch into other, like, more defined variants of that. It's like, you know, if you're going to be a weapons person, do you want to be, like, swords, or do you want to be archery or axes? Like,
is that something you choose straight off the bat, something that you would do through time of playing the game, it refines down?
No, you choose this stuff straight off the bat.
Okay, so it's like weapons, and then I'm a dude with a shield.
Yeah, and the more you use things, the more proficient you'll be getting them. When you gain levels, it allocates you a certain amount of points that you can distribute a bunch of attributes, which I thought was kind of cool.
So it's like Ultima Online.
Yeah, I mean, from what you described of it before, I mean, I feel like a lot of the stuff when we talked about that before, some of those traits were in 11, and I feel like a lot more of those are showing up in 14.
How dependent is the gear in the game?
I wasn't able to see much difference in what I just started out with.
The rumor of 14 was that it's more of a character-driven game, and then if you want to change class, it's more of, I'm going to change my character's clothes, and less of, mm-hmm. I'm going to respec a new character and develop them from the ground up. It's like, I can change on the go by just changing my clothes.
Right.
Did you notice that?
I didn't notice that at all, because I feel like starting out, all I had was, like, a sword,
yeah,
shirt,
any pants. RPG takes a while to get into anyway, yeah.
I will try to fiddle with it a little bit more and see where that goes.
Yeah.
It might be rough for me considering how much of a pain it is for my computer to operate this game.
Just drop all the settings down.
I've dropped.
Put some computer steroids in there.
Yeah.
Wax it. You turn it off and you cover it in board wax.
Yeah.
And it just makes everything run faster.
Right. Just put some grease lightning on it.
So the only other question I have for you about Final Fantasy XIV is, what separates it from any of the other MMOs out there right now? Like, why would I want to play 14 over Star Trek Online or World of Warcraft or EVE Online or anything that's already has sort of a foothold? Or wait for Toro? Why 14?
I don't know. I mean, honestly, I don't know that I can really give you, like, a strong reason to do it. I mean, I feel like if you played 11 and you ground that into the ground, maybe this is a nice, like, jumping off point from 11 to pick up something different and new. Or maybe just, like, if you're burnt out on something that has a foothold that you've been playing forever, this is something new to try, something interesting. It does feel like this is one of those games that is going to require a lot of your energy to make it happen, though. It's not as relaxed as maybe 11 seemed. This seems a little bit more.
Okay. So you're saying there's more of a active player contribution to it, opposed to like a more sit back and relax MMO, which is what is the common thread right now.
Yeah, and this thing is like it has a lot more focus on you as a player driving yourself to do things. They put a lot of emphasis in like the cutscenes like have all voice acting in them. And at first I was like, why would I give a crap like how much my character looks? And then when you see the cutscenes, like they do some really close ups and your character has his own like facial expressions and everything, that it's like, oh, I like feel invested in this character because I put the time into making him look how I wanted to look. So
I would hope that in the next character you make, you try and explore other options to see how that pans out. Mm-hmm. And then on the final character you make, you make it the most heinous and horrific and ugly and disgusting creature you can ever make.
Yeah.
I would do that on my first playthrough, personally.
That would be your first. You should get a computer and do that.
I've got two more character slots. I plan on fiddling around with them to see how everything pans out differently. I want to play with it some more to get a better feel for it. Again, I feel like it's something I will dabble in. It definitely looks like it requires more of an investment than 11 did, but I'll try to fiddle with it. But between like this and DC Universe Online, I may have my hands full with MMOs. So,
what else are you playing?
I'm playing a decent chunk of Kane & Lynch 2 Dog Days.
Dog Days!
Yeah, oh boy, is that a game. Like, the more I play that game, I'm trying to figure out, like, what of it is, like, leaving this Diet Coke taste in my mouth.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, like, they do a lot of really things, like, it's like, oh, this is really interesting and intriguing. Like things they're doing here are interesting. But then it's, like, shortly after I feel that interest, they didn't follow through with what they're shooting here.
Gotcha.
Like, their whole, like, art style of it being shot from shaky cam thing is really, really cool. But then at other times it feels like that's about the only thing that's like really, really cool in that game. A lot of the weapons are like palette swaps for the same damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
From what I gather, there are three weapons in that game. Pistols, machine guns, and shotguns.
Mm-hmm.
That is it. Different ones look different. Oh, and there's sniper rifles too, but they don't really scope in.
So. No grenades.
There's no rocket launcher grenades. Class.
You can pick up gas cans and like other various metal explosive things, volatile containers, and throw them, and then you get the immediate reaction to shoot it and explode things, which is not as accurate as a grenade would be, as odd as that sounds, because the physics in that game tend to send things bouncing as if everything was made of rubber.
Okay.
Which is slightly aggravating. So you really have to plan your toss.
Tell me about it.
Yeah. Really plan that toss out.
I know.
Other things with that game. Voice acting is good.
How is the mullet?
The mullet's all right.
Is there only one mullet?
There's a shoe horse mullet.
Ooh.
Yeah, like
the best kind.
Lynch's
nothing on the top.
Haircut is shoe horse, but it's all party in the back. And no business up front.
No business.
Closed for business.
Yeah.
Up front.
Closed forever.
Yep. Just not coming back.
Not coming back. Trying to salvage what he's got left.
They had a going out of business sale a long time ago.
But significantly better than.
Oh, Kane definitely. Like I'm actually playing this game and enjoying this game, and I think it would be like a lot more entertaining for me to play this with other people, because then I could like at least like. I feel like the campaign would be better with another person helping me out. Yeah, you can do co-op. You can do co-op
online,
but no local, if I remember correctly. I don't know. It's got some cool stuff, and when I think the story is driving me to be interested, it cuts off those interests really quick. I feel like this game is like really winding up really quickly. I'm only like 3 or so hours into it. I feel like we're reaching the end of the journey, which is depressing considering it's $60.
Have you gotten to the dogs yet?
Yes, I've shot dogs.
There's so also... you feel like it's winding up soon, but does it feel sort of like pushed out the door fast, or does it just feel sort of like a short story? Like
it feels like a short story, but at the same time, a lot of the things that happen happens, they seem like they happen too quickly for their own good. It's like, this is the big, like, oh, aggravating, like, point. And it's like, chapters open up a plot and then close it really quickly. So it's like, oh, we got to go get Lynch's girlfriend. Oh, there she is. Oh, nah, and then that's over.
Okay.
Like, well, all right, cool. And it's like, I don't know. It almost seemed like they were going to do something interesting where there was going to be a sneaking portion of a chapter. And then I found it was easier to just kill a dude, grab a gun, start shooting.
Yeah.
Like, this game has no variety. It's all like, here's some minor dialogue that cuts us into the next portion in which we start shooting dudes.
But since you say it's so short, is no variety not necessarily a bad thing? Like, you say you're 3.5 hours in, you feel like you're finished. Does no variety mean it's actually paced well? Because normally, you know, you'd want things to sort of break those moments of, like, nonstop guns blazing action up. But it seems more like you're, since it's so short, you don't really need that. It's all balls to the wall, nonstop.
I still feel like I'm missing something. I feel like, I don't know, I feel like maybe if this was a different price, I could justify it. But it's just like, it's seeming too short for its own good. And I feel like the only thing that keeps it being a longer game is that you just fight more and more enemies that are increasingly more and more difficult to fight. And that's all it really is. Like, it's just like, it just gets harder to get through the next stage ever so slightly, which is more of an aggravation than it is anything else. So I don't, like, yeah, it's an improvement, but not enough of one to make me sit there and say that this is a really good game.
Yeah, this is a respectable franchise finally.
Right, it's a decent game. But, I mean, I'm not going to sit there and say it's a bad game. I'm just going to sit there and say you probably shouldn't pay the full $60 for this thing. Probably, like,
rent
this guy and knock it out in a couple days.
Gamefly it.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Get this guy out of the way.
All right.
I haven't tried the multiplayer yet either. I understand that is one of the better driving portions of the game. So, I mean, maybe I'll give that a whirl and see how that goes. See if that's any fun.
What else have you been playing, John?
Was there other things? Oh, yeah, we did do that. We played a little bit of the Scott Pilgrim game for PlayStation.
Heck, isn't that a movie?
Yeah, that was
a movie. It is a movie.
Isn't that movie pretty good?
No, it's terrible. So we played Scott Pilgrim versus the World, the game.
Yeah, the game.
On PlayStation Network. I purchased the copy. I played more of it today.
Yeah.
So, dude, the game's hard.
It is hard. I noticed that.
Did you play any more of it after you played?
Like that second stage that me and Hunter were going through, like, it was, that was rough.
I know.
Dude,
yeah.
Beating
pretty on pretty much watching or playing it multiplayer and then playing it single player, it pretty much just doubles the amount of dudes who are on the screen each time.
Oh, so every person you add on, it adds on more dudes.
Doubles
to
the
compound
dudes. Yeah.
That. Ugh, aggravation.
Yeah, definitely difficult. But yeah, I was playing it single player today, and game's still pretty hard.
Mm-hmm.
Still pretty hard.
Do you get to play as Scott or the Pilgrim?
Both.
Both?
One and the same, in fact.
That's exciting.
Yeah. You get to choose. It definitely has unabashed homages to all sorts of NES and Super NES classic video games like River City Ransom, Super Mario World, Super Mario 2,
Zelda.
Not so much Zelda.
No?
Not really.
Well, not even the sounds, really.
No.
Huh.
Mega Man.
Yeah,
so it's a beat-em-up. It's a straight-up beat-em-up, side-scrolling beat-em-up. And then it also has sort of the open worldy kind of map, like Super Mario World.
Yeah.
Yeah, where you
go
can,
this way or this way.
Yeah, yeah. And you can go back to locations and go to, like, the
grind out some levels.
Grind out. Well, yeah, that's what I feel like you were gonna need to do.
Find
grind out
P-wing.
Some levels.
Find the P-wing.
Dude, infinite P-wing.
Oh.
But yeah, that game's difficult. Get some cash, buy some stuff, and yeah. It's challenging. Yeah. From what I can tell, there's a saving mechanic, but I don't quite understand it yet.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, it's when you quit the game, it's like all your unsaved progress will be lost, but I don't know how it saves, because when I loaded up the previous data from when you played, John, there's nothing there. So,
do you have to tell it to save, or?
I don't know.
Maybe I couldn't find an option
for save. And
maybe there's level, well, worlds, maybe?
There are worlds. There's, yeah, there are worlds just straight up in the game, like
playing the bosses. None of that stuff was still saved, though.
Yeah, it wasn't saved. None of the level progression was saved. The only thing that I think might have been saved that I didn't notice was the character progression. So, like, for as much stuff as you buy at shops, like when you buy a food at a shop to replenish your health, it also will boost your abilities. So I'm thinking when you like replay a game as Scott Pilgrim, you'll have the bonuses of a already played Scott Pilgrim as your character. So, but again, it needs further research. I'll go check it out later.
Yeah, that's odd.
It doesn't save your level progression, but I could see that sort of working. Like you just play the first level a couple times and you boost your character by eating food and buying music and books and stuff like that, and increases your stats, and then that makes later bosses more easy. Like I had a really hard time with the second level with
Jason Lee.
Yeah.
Jason Lee is
Lucas Lee.
Oh, Lucas Lee.
Yeah, I had a harder time with him. First level, really, really easy.
Yeah. I felt like there was a huge, like, curve there.
Definitely. Yeah.
Like, let's go from, like, here's the hand-holding stage, and then the wheels get ripped right off of there, and you go screaming.
Basically, here's the buttons, figure them out, and here's the game.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah, it pays to go back and replay levels, because you get more money, you can buy more stuff, increases your character's abilities. Yeah, that game has a gajillion allusions to classic NES and Super Nintendo games.
Have you come across any abilities to, like, gain other abilities from just, like, this, like, the power moves?
No.
You just save
besides
those?
The abilities that you get by leveling up? No. You when you say you go to, like, the music store and you buy an album by Clash at Demon Head, you will get, like, more guts points or something like that. Like, if you buy an album by some group, it will increase some stat. Okay. Or if you buy a book, it'll increase some stat. Or if you eat a food, it'll give you, like, a +1 to speed or something like that.
Okay.
So that increases your character's stats, but it doesn't give you new moves, per se. The other thing that I found out is your guts points, whenever you get killed... Like, if you go down to 0 HP, you'll be regenerated with the amount of guts points as health points. So there's that give and take of, do I use my special attacks to fight dudes, or do I save them as, like, a bonus extra life?
I see.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, but that game is hard.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Do you get vegan powers?
Yes. There is a book called The Vegan Life.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yep.
And then you were Superman?
Then you were Superman. I don't know. I didn't buy it. I bought, investing or something like that.
Idiot.
I know, right? Fool's errand.
Economics. Gosh.
Yeah.
Art history.
Yeah, Scott Pilgrim vs. the World on PlayStation Network was $10.
Is that only PlayStation, or is that Xbox
As far
Live
as I know, too? It's only PlayStation Network
right
now.
Yeah, right now, anyway.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. You should buy a PlayStation and play it, Ryan.
Yeah.
Yep. Worth it.
Spend $320 just for that.
Yep.
Maybe I will.
Yeah.
I'll be right back.
What else you got, John?
I don't know. I'm playing that really awesome game called Update the Website.
Okay. We've played that before.
Yeah.
Check out bossbarrel.com.
Yeah. Things are happening.
Getting some awesome achievements game. In that one.
Yeah, sort of. Can't really think of anything else that I've played. I want to think there's other things, but not really.
Ryan, what you got?
Well, we did the Singularity podcast earlier, but I don't think I talked anything about the multiplayer.
Oh, yeah, I'd like to hear about that.
The multiplayer is kind of Left 4 Dead-ish, where it's called Creatures versus Soldiers, and your soldiers and each soldier, you get different powers and different weapons, and then a different perk for each one. And there's five main guns, just like sniper rifle, pistol, shotgun, exploding arrow dart, and assault rifle. And then you got your bruiser, who has the impulse power of knocking people backwards. The blitzer, who can teleport through like enemies and kill them instantly.
Oh,
it's just kind of fun. You have the healer, who heals other people. And then the lurker.
The healer does what?
Healer is a...
heals the enemies.
And that's a mutant creature thingy?
That's nice.
There is one for each.
Oh.
This is all human people I'm talking about right now.
Oh, okay.
So,
I got confused.
Yeah, and then the final one is the lurker, who just...
Wait, there's a human called the lurker?
Yes.
Do they just sit on Facebook all the time?
Yeah, they stand outside of windows and breathe heavily.
Actually, it is funny because all they do is stand there, and then they have a shield that you can like activate right when someone's about to melee you, and they turn orange, and then all damage that is done towards them is done to the attacker.
Huh.
So, it's handy in a pinch.
Really?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Odd. But yeah, okay, but then there's seems the creatures.
Like, I would call that an opportunist. I'd call that an asshole.
Yeah, they're annoying when you're like sneaking up behind someone like, yeah, I'm going to get this guy. All right, attack. Oh, nope, I'm dead.
Awesome.
Then there's the creatures, which there is the Radiants, which are giant spider-like creatures that launch bombs.
Gross.
Like the bomb lob. And then there is the phase tick. You remember the little annoying things the single-player game?
Yeah.
Well, they can actually hop onto a human's face and take over their mind. So then you get to play as the human.
Head crabs. Sweet.
Yep.
Yeah.
So you take over the human body. Then there's the Zek, which is just like a fast, powerful melee person who can turn invisible and throw exploding barrels.
Oh, that's like the blue monkey things?
Yep, exactly. Okay, cool. Those things. Yep.
Cool.
And then my favorite to play as is the Revert, which is just like a giant muscle, like looking type guy.
Look like a cancer.
Yes, a huge tumor is what they look like.
Not a crab, but like infested boil.
Revert?
Revert, yeah.
Revert.
Revert?
Revert. R-E-V-E-R-T.
Like revert back to your original form.
Oh, so not like when you land back on the half pipe?
No, not a 180 the other way.
Okay.
But it's just, the reason I like them so much is they're very slow, but they have this like proximity mine launch thing that you can just puke out, and it launches, and it's basically one hit kill, and you can just get on top of buildings and just keep launching these off of buildings and huge explosion radiuses. So it kills basically everything. And then, also, they puke on people to kill them as their secondary power, and the puke actually heals your teammates if you're a creature.
Awesome. Awesome.
But yeah, I've been playing that a bunch.
I can see the connections to Left 4 Dead now, definitely.
Yeah? Can you?
Yeah.
The whole objective is to light these. If you're playing as the soldiers, you have 5 minutes to activate a beacon. Mm-hmm. And the creatures are trying to defend this beacon, and once the beacon goes up, the creatures all die, and then you have another beacon you have to get to, and you do this 3 times, and if you activate all 3 of them, then you win that round. And then...
Does that remind me of Crackdown for some reason?
Beacon.
Beacon.
Freaks.
Yep. Freaks lighting beacons. Gotcha.
Freaks and beacons.
Beacon freaks.
Is there foot races?
Yeah.
Sometimes it feels like it.
Oh, awesome.
I don't think there's an achievement for a foot race, though.
Do I dare say the ill word? Continue.
Orbs. I've just been playing that for a long time and finally got all of my achievements for that game.
Nice.
Yes, it's very gratifying. So I went to the old GameStop and picked up Ghostbusters.
Nice.
Yeah. So far, I've played it just a little bit, but
was that this year?
I think it was last year, sure.
Had to have been last year.
All right.
But, did you guys play it?
Played the demo.
I played probably 2/3 of that game.
Yeah. I like it. It's a third-person shooter with the...
Slimer.
Slimer's in it, yeah. He's the first ghost you play.
Stay Puft Man is in it.
That boss battle was actually kind of fun.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Really,
yeah.
What did you do?
You're literally hanging off the side of a building by ropes, and you're like standing like.
Are you the gatekeeper, Ryan?
Vertical.
Nope.
No. Are you the key bearer?
You feel like it, though.
Key master?
You feel like the guardian of the key master.
Gozer.
Yeah.
No, you're literally like hanging off and standing horizontally of the building, and the Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man is actually climbing up the building, and you're like shooting your proton pack down at him. And
which is not a toy.
No, it is not very dangerous. But yeah, if you like Ghostbusters, the game is really cool because it has all the like funny banter between characters and mm-hmm. just it's all the original characters from the movies.
Mm-hmm.
So you're actually playing as a rookie Ghostbuster is the character you're playing. That's got all original voice actors. And yeah, I know it's like 2 years old, but I decided I'd play it and I like it. I think you should probably do the same thing.
Perhaps I will.
Yeah.
I wish I could.
You wish you could?
No, I haven't. Why can't you? I don't have the time. I was living in the future. As I have a Dreamcast in my room.
Oh, that. Future. What have you been playing, Griff?
Is that it? You're done?
That's you all talk about anything else? I mean, I have Transformers. But that's all I got.
Okay. Besides Scott Pilgrim.
Oh, wait.
What do you get?
Madden.
I played Madden. Oh, yeah.
What's that?
Madden?
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
Madmen.
Yes.
Madmen.
It's a bunch of people in pads that like roll around on a big grass.
Smoke cigars
field.
And smoke indoors and drink scotch at noon.
Yes. Okay. Madmen.
Trying to try to figure out how to market soap. That the game's about.
Lard.
Yep. Mm. That's a great game.
Mm.
How is the roster? Is it updated?
How's the pigskin?
Yeah. You know, I don't like sports games.
Are the graphics better?
This, this game firmly, what's the word I'm looking for?
Status quo.
Yes, this game firmly status quo'd my beliefs.
Oh.
Of me not liking sports games.
Oh, okay.
So.
Reinforce.
Yeah.
Confirmed.
Yep.
Myth solidified. Confirmed.
Nice.
Brian Fulder does not like sports games.
Stamp of disapproval.
No. But yeah, that's just one more little tidbit I had to throw in there.
Right on. Good. We don't talk about those games enough.
Yeah.
For good reason. I played Scott Pilgrim vs. the World on PlayStation 3. Besides that, I downloaded the demo for Hawks.
Two.
Ooh, Hawks 1 was great.
And I played Hawks 2, the demo.
Uh-huh.
Did you get to fly?
I was flying.
Were you?
Down is up is down.
Yes, that's my controls.
You also can't turn left and right.
What?
Because you're a plane.
You can roll and go.
You can roll, but you can't turn left or right. Yes, you're not a car.
Slowly.
You can bank, though, right?
Very slowly.
If you hit bank. I think it was RB or LB.
You can go. Well, they tell you a lot later in the demo. You can turn left or right very slightly. Stupid. Anyway, I can't play that game anymore.
You don't like it?
There's a lot of flying upside down. It's a lot of trying to figure out what the H is going on.
Yeah.
It's
I remember the first game.
Well, I didn't vomit. It was just like all the other planes are really far ahead of me and and like what's happening, and there's all for a demo it doesn't do a good job of giving you a tutorial. It's not like this is how you shoot your missiles. This is how you shoot your machine gun. This is how you lock onto targets. It's just sort of like, okay, go. Press buttons.
Do it.
As far as I could tell, there was no eject button, which is what I was going for. There's no eject button. I didn't know how to, I still can't figure out how to shoot flares out.
You have to protect Air Force One?
No, you had to shoot planes out of the air. Believe it or not, you had to shoot planes out of the air.
Well, at least they're stepping up from the first mm-hmm. one.
And then when I lost the game was when you had to do a mid-air refueling.
Oh.
I went auto assist and I had to fly through a green triangle a bunch of times. And then I finally got to the mid-air refueling plane, and they're like, their only direction was use these buttons to get more online with it. And I couldn't catch up to the refueling plane. I was like, really? Slow down a bit, guys. I need gas. And they didn't.
I'm running out here.
There was one moment where I let off the thruster, and I couldn't catch up with the plane again. Like, it was like, all right, a-hole, what do I do?
You didn't use the booster?
There's no boost.
I was boosting the entire time. Like, how do I boost beyond boost? Oh, I didn't do that. Well, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I can't boost beyond boost. How can you boost beyond extra boost?
It's the boosters on top of your boosters.
That's ridiculous.
You were playing with a flight.
Drop a nitro in the tank?
You were playing with a yoke, were you?
I was playing with the sticks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there's your prop.
I think that's part of it, but dude, going into, I think also part of the problem with that refueling segment was I burnt about a minute just going into like free pilot mode where you turn the targeting system off or
so
whatever.
You're just rolling around for a while.
Yeah, it basically just like shifts your orientation 90 degrees to the left. So, you know, up is left. Down is right. Like, if that's already not confusing enough, it just rotates it.
Oh, I remember that. Actually, like, that part, like, yeah, I remember that.
I'm a real pilot. Yeah, I don't need stuff.
But that mode is actually really cool on multiplayer. It's really cool for evasive maneuvers.
Yeah.
I remember that.
It just, playing that game made me realize that flight sims, A, suck, and B, are not fun at all because they're way too boring, and see, I just want to play Star Fox.
You just want to play Star Fox.
Like, if I'm going to play
Star
a game,
Fox is the only
a game
flight
where
sim
I'm
game.
Flying to fight stuff, it's going to be Star Fox.
Yeah, or Galaga.
Well, I mean, not going that far back, but just like saying, you know, like, if I'm going to be in a
dual barrel roll.
Yeah, I'm going to be barrel rolling with a couple buttons that make me barrel roll.
I remember that was the first game that implemented up is down and down is up that I can remember.
Hawks.
No, Star Fox.
Oh, no, any flight sim before then. Just, you know, Flight Yo.
Or maybe that was the first one I ever played.
Star Fox. Mm. Rumble Pack.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
no,
Hawks.
I'm talking
Hawks sucks.
Nintendo.
Hawks sucks. Hawks.
Yeah, I disagree. Sucks. Yeah, I liked the first Hawks, and I'm going to be excited about the second one.
Yeah. Look forward to Fielder's impressions on Hawks Sucks 2 in the future.
I expect a full review of that game. Yeah.
Get on it. I also finished StarCraft 2.
Did you? Finally?
Well,
what's that game?
Wait, that game's out?
No.
Is that a thing?
I got beta StarCraft,
sweet.
Multiplayer only.
Sweet.
Finished the campaign.
Awesome.
The multiplayer,
you finished
multiplayer
the Protoss
campaign. Yep, the Versus campaign. I finished the Protoss campaign, yep. I did finish the Protoss campaign in the single player.
That's exciting.
There are three missions of Protoss in the Terran campaign.
Sweet.
There is no Zerg missions. Only Protoss and Terran. Yeah, I finished it. I had to play the last level on casual because I couldn't finish it three times on normal. And you have to wait for an hour-long countdown to finish that level. So I just could not go back and redo that a fourth time. Because
can't you save? And
yeah, but if you're pretty much if you save anytime you autosave in that game, if you're not in a position to win, your autosave is not going to help you at all.
Right.
If you go back to your autosave, you're already in a position where you're going to get railed by something.
No, isn't there not an autosave? Like, save at this point. Like say a half hour into it.
Oh, yeah,
you
can do
a half hour.
You can do a hard save, but I guarantee you, like, you may as well just restart at the beginning because there's something that you did wrong in the beginning. Because it's not like, well, I should have been microing my troops better midway through the game. It's more like, I should have done this at the beginning because by the time you get to a half hour into it, there's nothing you can do to save yourself. Yeah, but dude, that ending, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah. I want to watch that.
It's if you like StarCraft and you know it's up with StarCraft,
probably like that. Can I just YouTube all these cutscenes?
You could definitely, yeah. Yeah,
so definitely. I feel like I want to play this game, but more so than play
it.
I want
to. Sounds like
it
might not be able to handle it.
No, I think StarCraft. I probably won't have too much of an issue with it. Is StarCraft like a 20 gig install?
It's about 10 to 15 gigs, yeah. I have my settings about at the medium level.
Any hiccups along the way?
No hiccups, sure. No blowing up my video card or anything like that. It looks a little crummy.
Do you drop frame rate?
No, and I have no frame rate issues, but it does look a little crummy playing it. But it's fine. I mean, it's an RTS, so it's not like I'm looking for graphical fidelity in that. Right. The cutscenes look really good. The non-in-game cutscenes look freaking unbelievable. Which, I mean, if you like StarCraft and know anything about StarCraft, dude, awesome.
Yeah.
Like, what is with the ending of that game?
I want to just watch them.
What is with it?
Are you going to get StarCraft 2 too?
Yeah. 2.02.
Yes.
The Zerg.
And then are you going to get StarCraft 2 3?
No. Fuck no. That game. That's the most interesting question, is where will this game go after this game? Because StarCraft 2 is such a complete game and such a well-designed game for the Terran campaign and what it is. It's like, what kind of game are you going to wrap around the Protoss campaign? Like, how do you match this?
Would it be like one of those ones where maybe they value price it and it's like, this is like the timeline for what happened with this, like, this race, you know, so
it kinda, it's gonna be an expansion so, well, to the first game.
So it like interweaves.
They're gonna be expansion packs. Gonna be treated as an expansion to the original game. So
Brood Wars 2.
Yeah, it'll be the Zerg campaign, an expansion to StarCraft 2. So you can't just go out and be like, well, all I care about is Protoss, so I'm just gonna wait until 2030 and play the Protoss campaign. It's you'll have to have the original game, and then you'll buy the expansion of the Zerg and then the Protoss. But it's just kind of wild because of how Terran campaign goes, as to how will you replicate that same depth in a Zerg campaign, especially with what the story is of how it leaves the Zerg race without giving anything away. It's alive. Like, what do you do after this?
Ooh.
Are they alive? Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah. Yes, they are. The Zerg are still alive. But yeah, it's wild. It's definitely wild. Maybe when
How many hours of cutscenes are there?
Not a lot. It's not 20. A lot of hours of cutscenes. It's more a lot. It's like each mission is going to take you a good 40 minutes, give or take 15.
Could you follow the story by just watching cutscenes?
Yeah, you could follow the story just by watching cutscenes and watching the in-game navigation through the ship and all the stuff they have there. But you're missing out on a lot of the actual... We weren't here last week when I was talking about this, but the game does a real good job of pacing each mission to introduce a new unit type to you and then show you how to use that unit type.
Are there any missions where you have to control just one lone badass unit?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes. The second to the last mission, you have a choice of do you do this or do you do this? And one of the choices ends in you just being like, you have five dudes. Do this. Badass. Do this dirty, and you do it
Are
dirty.
Are they ghosts?
No, you play as some major characters, and you have some pretty freaking... I can tell you off the air if you want to really know, but like you get some crazy killer weapons that are like game-ending nonsense. Nice. Like, this is all you need for the rest of the game sort of stuff. Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
But you can't respawn 50 of those guys.
No, unfortunately, no. But yeah, StarCraft 2, play it. It's really, really, really good. I haven't played any multiplayer because I don't want to. and I think that's about it. Yeah. Yep. I thought there was more, but there's not.
What you got?
It's what I got. I've been doing other things besides video games. I've been watching the Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, the movie, a lot. Three times.
Pretty impressive.
It's really, really good.
I unfortunately only saw it once.
Hey, if you like movies,
consider going seeing it more times.
You should go see.
I want to see the other guys.
If you were 16 to 30 years old, you should go see Scott Pilgrim versus the World. I'm also reading the comic book Scott Pilgrim versus the World, which is what the movie is based on. And dude, that is like some verbatim ass shit. Like,
yeah, they did a really good job.
They did a really good job going from it from movie to comic book. It's really surprising how much they keep intact.
From movie to comic book?
I'm sorry, from comic book to movie. From comic book to movie, they keep a lot intact.
I have two questions that reference to the comic book.
Yeah.
Real quick.
Does
how many comics?
Seven trades.
Okay, cool. That's all I really cared about as far as that went. And then, is the roommate gay in the comics?
Unfortunately, you cannot find books 1 and 2 in Des Moines, Iowa.
Okay.
So I'm reading book 3.
Okay.
And I haven't got to a point that has Wallace in it yet. So I don't know if he's gay, but it's also weird because it's straight up like Japanese manga style art. So it's all black and white. It's all weird sort of expressions. It's not an American style comic book, but color. It's written by an American. I forget the dude's name.
Written by an American, placed in Canada. Manga style art.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
It's an actual book.
Yep.
Not just a comic.
It's manga. Yeah. They're all
booky. It's like that. Brian Lee O'Malley is the author.
Yeah. And the only reason I bring that up is just because I thought that seemed more of a time period topic kind of thing that his roommate would be gay. And it seemed like a interesting kind of comedy twick that
from, they would have. From what I can tell, the series is only like 2-3 years max.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, it's not.
I just missed this on my radar then.
Definitely. Me too. And I think the 7th book just came out.
Oh, that's...
Or will be coming out in the near future.
That is such a heartbreak to me because I feel like that's something I should have
And on. You think the movie has video game references, but not so much. It's more of like a... Yo, do you know what video games are?
Yeah.
Sort of references, whereas the comic books have a lot more of very particular video game references, very hardcore Nintendo, like, you know, Nintendo, Super Nintendo love.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the movie is more of just like, do you like Zelda? Or do you know what Zelda is? Do you know what video games are?
Yeah.
So, comic book, pretty cool so far. I'm looking forward to reading more.
Sweet.
Yeah. Stuff in real life.
I might have to jump on that train.
Yeah.
But, later probably.
You're gonna run a train on Scott Pilgrim?
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yeah, something like that.
Dirty. All right. We'll take a break.
Cool.
And insert music here, or maybe not. See you later. Do, 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 do. Back from break.
I know it seemed like forever. Oh, we're back.
That's right. We got news to talk about. Let's get through this hard and fast news here. Then we can go into more speculative news. So, John, there's been a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
Lots of stuff on bossbarrel.com if you care to check that website out.
Yeah.
Just going to go over this quickly here. Cataclysm Collector's Edition has been announced.
Yes, it has.
It's going to come with art book.
Yes.
Check. Behind the scenes DVD check. Making of. Soundtrack. Special edition mouse pad.
Ooh.
Hold on to your buds. New mouse pad. And then World of Warcraft trading cards. And the only thing that may cause people to actually buy the collector's edition is the Lil Deathwing in-game mount. Yeah. Or, I'm sorry, in-game pet. In-game pet. So the only thing that may actually cause people to pay the extra for this thing is going to be the in-game pet, I'm sure.
Fancy pet.
Yeah. And the price is...
$80.
$80.
American
doll
head. It's the same pet, though.
What?
Everyone gets the same pet.
Everyone gets the baby Deathwing pet. Yep.
Yeah. Everyone that buys that.
Word.
Well, that seems worthless.
Whatever, man. You don't know.
Well, it's not like everybody's going to have that. Only the people that are cool enough to actually order the collector's edition.
Pay way too much for it.
Yeah.
Check out my $40 fake pet.
That's right.
Well, yeah, no, it'd be $40 because that expansion is only $40. So, yeah, it'd be $40.
As with it. Other news that is not hard and fast news that we can talk about a little bit more. Hey guys, you play a little game called BioShock?
Yeah, a little bit, sort of, kind of.
Guess what? 2K. I'm sorry, not 2K Games.
Irrational Games.
Irrational Games has came up with 2 years later.
Yeah. Does it have airships?
It might.
Does things in the sky?
It's also gonna might be have that.
BioShock on the moon.
On the moon, close enough.
Close.
BioShock in the sky. Yeah. Oh, BioShock Infinite.
Like steampunk BioShock.
Steampunk BioShock.
Yep.
BioShock Hawks.
BioShocks.
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 Yep.
Yeah, so Irrational Games announced their new game, BioShock Infinite.
Yeah.
Trailer is available. Check it out on BossBarrel.com.
I don't know how I feel about that title. I'm sure it'll grow on me, but right now
I don't like it.
I don't really.
Yeah. I don't like the fact that BioShock is on it.
Yeah, I don't really either. Like,
I wish it was just Infinite.
Yeah. Like something. Yeah. I don't know about that word, the word BioShock.
Or Infinite BioShock. If they switched it around, I'd be more okay with
that. That would also be awesome.
Yeah. More so than BioShock Infinite. Mm-hmm. I don't know, like those words like that don't make sense to me.
Then again, there's not that much information out there.
Right.
It's sort of like
it could all be a hoax.
That I don't think is true.
Yeah. You don't put up. Yeah, weird.
But yeah.
Yeah.
BioShock.
One of the bigger announcements that I've seen so far.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We got up that live action trailer for Resistance 3.
Resistance 3 announced.
Substantial
yeah.
stuff
Heck
too.
Yes, for PlayStation 3, Insomniac Games, Resistance 3.
Yeah, that looked cool. Got that new
still
video.
Still resisting.
Still fighting the good fight.
It doesn't look as military though. Like you said, a little bit Left 4 Dead.
Left 4 Dead ish. Yeah.
Which
like
I might not be opposed to.
Just average dudes on a train fighting things with glowy backpacks.
Yeah.
Lost Planet 2?
Not quite that.
No.
Not quite that. It really does have a lot of that Left 4 Dead vibe.
But again, this is all just a live action
trailer. Yeah, live action trailer.
Not as.
Who knows?
Yeah, it could be whatever.
I see you posted a trailer for New Cole.
Oh, yeah. You watched that video.
Episode 4 on New Cole?
Yeah, you really got to pay attention to that video to see that New Cole. It's very quick.
Gamescom Cole?
Yeah, his hair is shaven down again.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no voice.
And there's no dumb tattoos.
Yeah, no dumb tattoos that you can see. He might be still wearing weird tracksuit, but
I'm okay with weird tracksuit.
Yeah, I'm okay with weird tracksuit. Infamous.
Dose. Infamous 2.
Oh.
The haircut.
Yep.
Yeah, it's kind of a cool little trailer, but definitely it's like more of that true to form Cole that we liked or didn't like.
No one love and hate.
Yeah, like yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Getting new powers.
Yeah.
Nope.
He's gonna have.
We don't know if that exists.
Yeah, exactly.
He's getting freezing powers.
Freeze powers.
Freeze.
Sub-Zero.
What else? That was another thing I posted just before the podcast today. Was two new characters announced for Mortal Kombat.
Two MK characters.
Yep.
What is it? Katana.
Princess Katana and Cyrax.
Cyrax is the other one. Okay.
The green net shooter himself.
Yeah. Golden balls.
Mm-hmm.
Golden balls are not confirmed. Green net is confirmed.
Green net confirmed?
Green net
yes,
is confirmed.
Green net confirmed. Okay.
Yes. Golden Ball is not confirmed.
Right on.
Also, Desert Stage and Clock Tower Stage.
Good to know.
Also confirmed, long robot dreadlocks.
Yeah.
Robot dreadlocks.
Robot dreadlocks check. Are present.
I threw up a little bit of information about Diablo 3. If you are a fan, Diablo 3 is now going to implement a caravan. The caravan's going to be just your sort of like your what you normally go to town for, but they're going to be following you. So you got your blacksmith,
I like this
your
idea.
Mystic,
yes.
your jeweler, those sort of things are going to just kind of be following you. And you recruit them.
Buy some books off your caravan.
Yep, buy some books from the book caravan. So those dudes are just kind of going to be with you on your journey.
Buy some rejuvenation potions.
Yep. Yep. Definitely. Get some.
That's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Do they not go into dungeons with you, though? I imagine.
They do. Oh, which is, they're just behind you a ways.
They just.
We'll take out the clear rear path. We'll be back here.
Well, right. I just read the frequently asked questions about the caravan, so ask me anything.
Ask you anything? Anything, anything at all?
Anything.
Can you name them?
No.
Damn it.
Are they playable characters?
No.
No.
Can you use them as weapons?
No.
How, like, it would it be just like any other progression from, like, going to a town afterwards? Like, eventually their stuff just becomes better?
Good question.
Or do you have to fund them in some way?
You do, yeah. They will all have quests associated with them, and you can acquire recipes and level them up.
I was so just going to say, do you level up your caravan?
You do, yeah. So okay. Your blacksmith can become like a level 80 blacksmith. Huh. I don't know what the level cap is, but you level them up to have more options available to you as a player. Each character is going to have more things, or each NPC is going to have more things for you to implement onto your character.
Does the necromancer get a caravan?
I don't think the necromancer is in Diablo 3.
No, that's probably a good idea. I just don't see a caravan skeleton following a necromancer.
Well, I mean, necromancer.
Huh. So at any given time going through a dungeon, you can just turn around and be like, yo, I'm gonna need some new stuff.
Well, see, this is the question that I posted is, does this mean there's no central city hub? Right. Is there no town portal back to Diablo Town? Is it now just I'm gonna, you know, walk 30 paces left or two screens left and back to my caravan?
Right. So, yeah, because if that's the case, then what would be the point of even going to a city except for like quest givers?
Mm-hmm. Don't know. No information available yet about that.
I'm sure Blizzard will come up with some good ideas.
I agree.
They are idea machines.
I mean, their point in saying this sort of thing is like it's a group of people that evolve with you. It makes you feel less lonely in the dungeons. It's less of like a solo endeavor. There's people around you.
See, that's what I liked about it.
So what you're telling me is
me against the demon horde.
What you're telling me against the world is caravan is to Diablo as dog is to Fable.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Did you just say Scott Pilgrim is in Diablo 3?
Scott Pilgrim versus Hell.
Does Dante make an appearance?
No.
Is Kratos in this?
Yeah. Always. Kratos, why wouldn't he? Why would he not be?
There's paladin, barbarian, monk, and Kratos classes.
That's right? One class. Kratos is a paladin monk.
Swap out berserker for Kratos.
There are other things happening. I just don't know
in the world of tomorrow.
What's happening? We'll check the handy dandy information. Little Big Planet's gonna have a story and a freaking music creator.
Yeah, that was really kind of cool.
Yeah, so
story 3D. Creator, music creator. Yeah,
music creator in Little Big Planet 2. Kind of cool, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was kind of impressed by that.
Killzone 2 multiplayer trailer sucks.
Killzone 3.
Or Killzone 3 multiplayer trailer sucks. Dragon Age Origins, quote-unquote, Destiny trailer was shown at Gamescom.
That's kind of impressive.
Yeah, really cool-looking thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pre-rendered thing, but it's...
Yeah, pre-rendered, but crazy dragon arms trailer. Check it out. It looks pretty rad.
Yeah.
It's on our site.
If you like some...
Other humongous news. Yeah. Get ready. Hold on to your butts.
Hold
folks.
On to your lug nuts.
Yeah, because guess what game is hitting the PlayStation 3 in 2011, January? Well,
tell me, Griff. Is it exciting?
It is very exciting. Mass Effect 2.
Awesome.
On the PlayStation 3. Mass Effect 2 on the PlayStation 3. Mass Effect 2 on the PlayStation 3.
Mass Effect 1.
No.
If I ever needed a reason to play this game for the 100th time, this would be it.
Actually, Jeremy Parrish of 1UP and Retronauts fame said that this would be totally awesome if they included a Mass Effect 1 retooled to play like Mass Effect 2.
Oh, that would be...
Would that not be
that
awesome?
That would be incredibly awesome.
I agree.
I feel with like Blu-ray capacity, you could probably... put that on there.
Well, they said there's going to be extras, bonus material besides the original game, besides Mass Effect 2. So presumably it's just going to be like, you know, Cerberus Network type stuff.
I thought I read like somewhere downloadable that stuff. The PlayStation 3 one would ship with all DLC included.
I mean, that's what one would assume, but there's been nothing officially stated. But
okay.
Dude, wouldn't that be awesome if it came with Mass Effect?
Well, if you're
because gonna... my wonder is, and this was, remember a year ago when there was question of whether it was going to be on PlayStation?
Right, because it's owned by EA now. It's under that.
Well, the question at that time was, how do you deal with previous save data? Like, Mass Effect 2 does a lot with your save data from Mass Effect 1, like the moral choices you made, the things that happened. What do you do with that? Coming into a PlayStation 3 version of it where there's no save data to read, do you just play the new game? I don't have any previous Shepard. Mm-hmm. What do you do with that?
Well, I mean, again, like I didn't finish Mass Effect 1, so me playing Mass Effect 2 just pretty much straight raw, I didn't feel like it was that big of a letdown. I enjoyed that a lot.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I'm sure that's definitely an option, but I'm just wondering, like, will they give PlayStation owners a chance to?
I can only hope.
Do Mass Effect 1.
I can only hope.
Me too.
And is this also by announcing this? Is that sort of like them being like, "Hey, Mass Effect 3, PlayStation 3"?
I don't think so.
I hope so.
One would think though. I mean, if you're gonna put
exclusivity, this one here, be damned.
Yeah, it's like if you're gonna put it on PlayStation, why would you just give us the middle one and not give us like at least one end or the other?
Exactly. Like, exactly.
It's like, don't tease me here.
Yeah.
Don't.
Yeah.
I don't need that.
I mean,
you know, it'd be sweet if they took out the mining minigame from Mass Effect 2 and replace that with something more worth your time.
Like model spaceship building.
Yep. Yep. Just staring at the screen.
Yep.
So that's rad. That's totally rad.
No, it's cool. Oh, I put up the DC Universe Online thing. It's nothing really fantastical. That just shows a bunch of cool stuff, okay, cool abilities and things that you can get. It's kind of interesting. Shows villain things. Put up a bunch of awesome screenshots for Ghost Recon Future Soldier and Bulletstorm.
Mm-hmm.
Excited.
There's a video from Gamescom for Bulletstorm, which I didn't put up because if you want to watch it, it's out there. But it's basically a playthrough. Of a section of Bulletstorm that showcases the four-barrel shotgun.
What?
Tell me this. Do you like a double-barrel shotgun?
Yes.
Well, what if you doubled it? Four barrels.
Help me out here. Are they all horizontally mounted?
Yes.
What? I'm sorry.
Yes.
I can't fathom
what you want is yes.
Because I can imagine a four-barrel shotgun.
A two and two, right?
Two on top of two.
No.
But two next to two is a little...
That's right. A straight line of little shotgun.
I want to do this and have akimbo four-barrel shotgun.
Can't be done.
No.
Wait for Bulletstorm 2.
Break your arm doing that. That's crazy.
Eight barrels of fun right there.
That's right.
Dude, what? Like...
Reload time must be...
That doesn't even seem possible.
Yeah. It is... It looks awesome. So I mean,
okay.
I'm sure at some point I'll figure out a way to get it up on our site. But
manufacture a four-barrel shotgun.
Well, one can only hope.
Right.
Just tie them together, duct tape. But yeah, four-barrel shotgun, Bulletstorm, some gameplay trailer from Gamescom.
Sweet.
Gamescom has had some surprisingly good announcements.
Yeah, almost better than E3.
Almost, you know,
sadly.
I agree with you, John. Almost better than E3, barring any Nintendo news.
Right.
It's been a good it's been a good Gamescom.
Who'd have guessed?
Yeah, Heil Germany.
Yeah.
Well done, guys.
Way to go, guys. Way to deliver the goods.
Yeah.
Still no Borderlands 2 though, huh?
New Borderlands DLC though.
Oh.
Yeah. I forget what the name is, like in the Valley of the Claptrap or something
Claptrap
like that.
Related.
When is this?
Don't know.
Because the last DLC was quite impressive.
That's true. I don't know the details on this. But, you know, professionals here. Professionals.
On it, always.
That's right.
Yep.
We're here. Got your back. Speaking of GYB, got some video game releases coming out.
Releases?
Actually, is there any other news we want to talk about?
I really can't think of anything to...
The Kinect is officially 150.
That's been going for a while.
$149.99.
Yeah. Sony finally put out those two price points for the 160 gig bundle and the 320 gig bundle for
Gamescom. They did release. I don't know if that's straight up European specific or states.
Those
and...
are stateside announced.
Okay.
Expensive.
Yeah,
is the word you're looking for.
There. Yeah, stupid is the word you're looking for. Because yo, if you know the PlayStation, you can put a new hard drive in it.
Yeah, unnecessary.
But let's talk about games that are coming out soon. City of Heroes going rogue for PC.
Say that one more time.
Yeah.
City of Heroes going rogue for PC. Also, we have Kane and Lynch 2 Dog Days.
Yeah.
For PC, Xbox, 360, and PS3. Ease 7 for PlayStation Portable. EverQuest 2 Extended for PC. Don't ask me anything about that. Top Gun for PlayStation 3. Downloadable title. Top Gun. All Airplanes, right. Goose, Volleyball, it's Ice all Man. There. Iceman, Maverick, double high five.
Sweet.
Gold's Gym Dance Workout for the Wii.
Recommend I'll take two.
Lara Croft and the Guardian of Light for XBLA.
We'll be talking about that next week.
You're going to get it?
Yep.
I watched a little bit of it. It looks pretty awesome.
Yeah,
it looks
I think I'll have to get it too.
Star Ruler for PC. If you don't know what that is, then you're an idiot. Crazy Pig, Nintendo DS.
The long-coming sequel to...
I'm sorry. I just jumped the gun there.
Did you?
Crazy Pig. Not until next week. That's a little sneak preview.
Don't get excited.
Sequel to Crazy Taxi.
Yep. Crazy Pig. Drive the pig to the next pedestrian.
Yep.
Crazy Pig next week.
Oink, oink, motherfucker.
That's right. So there are other downloadable games and whatever coming out in time.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to waste everybody's time talking about those right now because there's things happening this week.
Sweet.
That's right. Hey, there's a Hawks demo on PlayStation Network. Check it out. Hawks 2.
It's also on Xbox.
Yeah. The Scott Pilgrim demo.
Demo. Full game.
That's available, yeah. you know, if you're playing on the cheap, PlayStation Portable has a demo for Phantasy Star Portable.
Mm. Okay.
If you're crazy, you can check that out.
Mm-hmm.
Let's wrap it up here.
Coming to the end of the show.
End of the show.
Last feature.
And I guess that's all we have for this week on Boss Bell Radio. Who the boss?
So we have, this brings us to the sporadic last section of the show, the email section, where people send emails to us who care about our opinions.
Hooray.
Us. This person sent their email to bbr@bossbarrel.com. So this email is from Derek. Derek, you know how to say your last name and you know who you are. Derek asks us, did any of you ever get to play the multiplayer? I've only played single. And for me, the lack of continues or extra lives were cause for lament. I am just hoping the multiplayer will be what I was anticipating. If would be but lobby continually closed on me. So I haven't gotten to a chance to play co-op. I'm a big Castlevania fan. NES. What's everyone's favorite on the SNES or Super Nintendo? So Derek basically wants our opinion on the new Castlevania, is what I'm assuming. The Harmony of Dissonance. Harmony of Despair, because Harmony of Dissonance sounds way better.
Because it was on the Game Boy.
Was it?
Yeah. Okay.
Well, Harmony of Despair is what he's asking about, according to John. He's claiming he has bad issues with the matchmaking and the lobby system. Wants to know what's our favorite Castlevania, and have we played any of the XBLA version?
I think I'm the only one that played the XBLA version. I have tried so damn hard to get a match going online, and it looks like so much fun when I watch videos of people doing that. And from what I hear of like testaments of people actually getting to play it online, it is a lot more fun to play that with other people. And when you actually start getting your character leveled up and able to do cool things, it starts to become more of a Castlevania game than what I've experienced. But when you're alone in a castle trying to do all that stuff, it feels very alone in a castle with
trying
things,
to do that stuff.
Yeah, things trying to eat you.
Yeah.
Which is lame.
I have not played the Xbox Live Arcade version of Harmony of Despair because I haven't had a chance to do it. Not really interested in it too much. And have you played it, Ryan?
Can't say that I have.
Yeah. No. So, listen to last week's episode. John talked quite a bit about that.
Yeah.
So, check it out. I guess that brings us to his second question of do we have a favorite Castlevania on the NES or the Super Nintendo?
The one with the whip.
The one with whip. That was a good one.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I don't know. Not really for NES or Super NES, but like I really liked Dracula X Chronicles back when it was like, or I'm sorry, Dracula X from Genesis. I'm remembering that right.
Dracula X,
I think it was on, or Bloodlines, was it?
Okay.
Was it Bloodlines on Sega Genesis? I think that was the one that like had its lead into Symphony of the Night.
I don't know, I didn't play it.
I think it was Bloodlines or something like that. Really like that one. Really like Symphony of the Night. But above all else, I think the one that I stick to the most, just as far as the Castlevania vein goes, I stick to Dawn of Sorrow. It's a freaking amazing game.
For the DS.
Yeah, for DS. Loved that game. Main character was a blue mage.
Yep.
Kill dudes, steal their souls for monster powers.
I would have to pick that one up.
Dude, it's amazing.
It's a pretty good game.
1,000% completion.
1,000?
1,000.
You beat it 100 times at 10%?
No, that game has so much stuff in it that they just roll
it. Twice at 500.
They just roll it over into a 1,000% completion. Ridiculous.
I don't think I ever cleared that one to the extent you did, but I played it. Sora, or whatever his name is.
Soma Cruz.
Yep. It's really attached to that character. You can't tell. It was cool. Yeah, I enjoyed Symphony of the Night, but you know, honestly, my favorite Castlevania game was Metroid, Super Metroid.
Yeah, that was a really good one.
It was a really good iteration of that series. Yeah, yeah. You know, I was never a huge Castlevania fan, honestly.
I like the Impossibly Hard one.
Rondo of Blood. I've been playing that on PSP.
Rondo of Blood.
That thing is brutal.
Yeah.
There's supposedly you can get Symphony of the Night in it by doing some weird ass maneuvering through the game.
You have to beat it.
You don't have to beat it. You do not have
that
to beat it.
That is the weird ass.
You have to collect a disc, like a CD somewhere in a level.
Huh.
And I can't do it.
And you have to go play
but
that.
Would that not... I mean, that's the only reason I bought it. I was like, I want to play Symphony of the Night on my PSP.
Yeah, but I feel like now you can just go buy Symphony of the Night on the PlayStation Network and there you go.
Just but wouldn't that be sweet if I could play it on my PSP? Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not a big Castlevania fan. Sorry, sorry, Derek. Castlevania. Good stuff.
Oh, that's good stuff. I like it. I like it a lot.
I'm definitely looking forward to the next Castlevania game.
I'm really looking forward to it, too.
That's right.
Despite what other people have said, I've really liked all of the 3D renditions, big barring the 64 Castlevanias.
Mm-hmm.
Did not care for either of those, really. But I liked Lament of Innocence, and I liked Curse of Darkness, which goes outside of the whole music theme.
Yeah.
But still, I liked it. That was all right.
Yeah. John, for sure, you are the Castlevania expert. It's not... it's not in my wheelhouse by any means.
Yeah.
I'm in the same house as Griff, actually. Fine. I'm his roommate.
At least I can cover some of it.
That's right. So thanks for writing in, Derek. All you other fools listening, send us an email about something you want us to talk about and not do justice.
What's your favorite game?
Yeah. Yeah. Come up with a good question. I don't know, do we want to pose a sort of something? Like give listeners kind of a prompt if they've made it through this far as to what to sort of write in about next week if they are listening? Is there something we could do? Or in the future what they should write in about? Does anybody have anything in their going through their mind right now?
Not anything that's popping up, but that would be fun. I just I need more prep time for that.
Need a little more prep time.
But yeah, definitely. I mean, number one thing is I appreciate the emails a lot.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
So I
keep sending them. Yeah, send more.
The more we get, the better the show will become.
Send another one if you sent one already, because we want to talk about them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Email.
Very uncreative people, so please
give
us something to jump off.
We need fuel.
So just something off the top of my head. Some banter that's been going around about BioShock Infinite. Why don't we throw this out as the new, as sort of a question of, how do you feel about, how would you feel if BioShock Infinite had a connection to the BioShock 1, BioShock 2, or how would you feel if it didn't have any connection to BioShock 1 or BioShock 2. Do you think BioShock at this point in video games as a whole is able to sort of generate a new franchise, sort of like Final Fantasy is? Do you think you can run and just say, throw BioShock in front of something and say, okay, well, this has the themes of BioShock, but they are completely unrelated? Or do you feel that each one of these games are going to have some interconnection to the other? So what are your feelings, listeners? Do you feel that it would be better if they all were intertwined to some degree, or if they, story-wise, or if they're just intertwined via game mechanics like telekinesis and plasmids and stuff like that?
The only thing that's going to be interchangeable is they're going to have videotape recorders, or not videotape recorders, just tape recorders.
Just tape recorders?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's going to be the Chocobo of BioShock.
Chocobo of BioShock is Mr. Tape Recorder.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, well, I'm looking forward to what anybody has to say in vast reaches of internet space. Tell me what you think. Tell us what you think. We'll talk about it. Thanks for listening. John?
Good.
Good.
I'm out.
We're out. We're out. Game over, man. Game over. This has been Boss Barrel Radio, the internet radio show podcast for BossBarrel.com. Send us an email at BossBarrelRadio@BossBarrel.com or check out our website at BossBarrel.com. Send us emails to our individual email addresses if you so choose. Otherwise, keep on listening every week. Eventually, we'll have it up on iTunes or other Zune Marketplace as soon as I figure out how to do that in a cost-efficient way. But again, thanks for listening. We'll see you next week, sometime midweek.